Welcome to the Compliance Perspectives Podcast. I'm Adam Turtletower from the Society of Corporate Compliance and Ethics. Joining me today from Palm Springs, California is Amina Fuller. Amina is the Vice President of Compliance at ChartSmarts. Amina, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Adam. I really appreciate it. And I hope your viewers would get some interesting facts about how continuing education may help their career.
Well, I hope so, too. And I think I'm very intrigued by your background, because what's notable is you were working in compliance and then decided to go back and get some additional education. Can you recap, you know, what you've done and what led you to go back to get an advanced degree?
Yes, I've been in compliance for a number of years, and I worked with Medicare contract most recently. And in fact, in 2012, we recovered over $140 million back to the Medicare program. But I also have worked in other private healthcare organizations doing the same level compliance work. But in the meantime, the Affordable Care Act came on the scene, and that prompted me to reevaluate how much education I currently had versus how much I think I need to do the best compliance job for my clients. So I went back to school, law school, at Seton Hall University School of Law to major in health and hospital law and compliance and pharmaceutical and medical device law and compliance.
So what did you see that the universities provided as opposed to sort of the conventional learning opportunities?
Well, I believe that the universities have a quality legal and compliance education program that enhances the growth and development in the being in the world of compliance. I also think the universities provide the tools that you need that are valuable for a degree like health and hospital law or pharmaceutical and medical device law. These types of degrees, I think, give you the ability to form legal research, legal writing, develop policies with recommendations on key issues for health and life sciences, and compliance that inform and shape our policies today in state and national local government. And these programs are designed to enhance the knowledge of not just lawyers, but also healthcare professionals. Because we have a lot of complex set of laws that govern patients, healthcare providers, and drug manufacturing companies. So the universities looked at what kind of education they can expand on in the compliance industry. So they started offering these programs for their law program. And I think that it's invaluable to someone like me. Because when I went back to get the additional degree, I could see that I was getting more legal questions coming up, and I felt I needed to enhance my legal skills. And I knew that there was so much to learn in hospital law and compliance. But with the new skills that I've acquired, I have the ability now to do legal research, legal writing. I can do policy analysis, and that enhances my ability to do the proper compliance work for hospitals and in the healthcare industry, and also in pharmaceutical and medical device. I even have that background, and those things I think are invaluable. I think every bit of information you learn helps you become one of the best in the compliance field.
Yeah, there's definitely a constant amount to learn, and you know, we certainly see the virtue of it given the number of programs that we have with law schools. Do they get the real world of compliance? I mean, it's often, I've taken sort of continuing courses, not to the degree that you have, and often find that there's a disconnect between what's taught in the classroom but what's happened in the real world. Are you finding that they really understand things?
Well, the professors that I've encountered and the ones that I've, worked with in the program that I currently am in, those professors actually have, they not only do they teach the program, but in hospital and compliance, they work in the real world of hospital and compliance and law. So they understand what they're teaching because they actually work in the industry. So it's really we're getting more of a value that way, because not only do we have someone that knows the law, but this is actually somebody that has applied the law in their real work scenarios. So they can give us more information on how they've handled situations as they've come up in the compliance issues that they've dealt with on their day-to-day routine of their work as well. But they also have that unique background that they can show us how to look at the statutes, look at the laws, and how it's going to work and fit in our compliance world, and how it's going to help people that we work for or people that we consult with to move forward to get better understanding of the legal complexities. And I think they can break that down easier to someone that works in compliance because they have a compliance background. So their experience and their knowledge and their expertise in hospital compliance and law, I think, is invaluable to compliance professionals seeking higher education. Now, not all of their professors are, you know, with a background of hospital compliance and law, but most of the professors that I've encountered have that background. So I believe they look for professors that have actually been involved in compliance to teach these types of programs.
That's really good to know. Now, I want to switch gears a little from some of your other sort of advanced studies that are outside the university. You've been involved in Toastmasters, I noticed. What value do you find that there is in the training there?
Well, Toastmasters, first of all, it's a great organization. They have designed a program to help improve your professional speaking abilities. And to me, this can help me and any other compliance professional who participates in seminars and webinars and other presentations in the field of compliance. I think it's a valuable component to add to your resume. And I think it's a valuable component that Toastmasters offers, which is also one of their unique features, is a leadership track. They don't just offer public speaking, but they also teach you leadership and how to handle leadership roles in Toastmasters. And so you're getting experience as not only a professional speaker would, but you're getting the tools that you need and the guidance to improve your leadership skills at the same time. So I think Toastmasters is different from the university program because they actually follow up with your career as you continue to move up the ladder.
Well, thank you for that insight. It's certainly intriguing to hear, you know, what they're doing, what you're getting in the university side as well, as we continue to add content designed to focus on professional skills. You know, we share your desire to try and keep broadening the skill set of those in the compliance profession. Well, Amina, thank you again for taking the time to talk to us. Thanks to all of you for listening. I'm Adam Turteltaub saying I hope we expanded your compliance perspectives.